Here's what you'll be talking about later today. This is Hot Topics.
I really need you to go to the website 1003thepeak.com. It's right there on the JTD page and follow along. You got to read Mama's epic post on Facebook went with this story. What are we always taught? Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we're always taught. That's the
correct,
polite thing to do, to share with others. According to this mama in Missouri, she says that's not it, and she is teaching her child to set boundaries. So she and her son were at the park. They're waiting for a friend for a play date, and she says that her son was approached by six other kids that wanted to play with his toys. And she said her son looked uncomfortable, and she told him, you don't have to share. She said he looked overwhelmed by the situation, and she directed him to say no and nothing else. She said, I told my son, you can tell them no, just say no. She said, of course, as soon as he said no, the boys ran to tattle that he was not sharing to her. So she responded to the tattletale kids, he doesn't have to share with you. He said no. If he is willing to share, he will. So then she said, not only were those kids giving her some dirty looks, but oh, the parents at the park.
Yes.
I mean,
it was
mom shade for days. For days. So she goes on in her post, and she's got some great points. She said that if I, an adult, walked into the park eating a sandwich, am I required to share my sandwich with a stranger in the park? Not at all. She said, so while you're giving me dirty looks, thinking that my son and I are rude, whose manners are lacking here? The person reluctant to give away his three toys to strangers, or the strangers demanding something that doesn't belong to them? She said that her goal is to teach her child how to function as an adult. She said that, you know, she knows some adults say, you know, sharing is caring, and then there are some people who never learn to share. She said, but it's okay to teach your children to set boundaries and how to practice self-care. And she says it's not for kids, it's for adults too. Hang on. I know.
Okay,
I'm with her.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I agree with her wholeheartedly.
All right. I do as well.
I agree with her wholeheartedly. She's right.
But at what point do you start to teach that lesson? Is that something you have to teach right away, or is that something you teach as they get a little bit older? Because it's almost, I mean, you're talking
about six. He's six.
Okay.
And he was there. And he was there. He brought those toys to the park to play with another friend.
Sure.
And that was the... And that's okay.
That's sharing.
That's okay. Now, the way she ends her post, she says, the next time your little snowflake runs to you upset that a kid isn't sharing, remember that we don't live in a world where it's conducive to give up everything you have to anyone just because they said so. I'm not going to teach my kid that's the way it works.
Yeah,
it's a great point, but the whole snowflake thing, people don't like it. I agree with her. I really, really do. I think that we've kind of gone overboard in the expectation of people to give something up just because you want it.
But again, does it confuse that child at that age? And yeah, six, okay. But is it confusing to that child when you're trying to teach, you know, that you should at least be kind to others? I mean, there's a lot of mixed messages going into this child. I get what she's saying, and I've seen it firsthand. Yeah, you know, your kid's sitting there playing with his toy, and he doesn't want to play. You know, he doesn't want to play with anybody else with his toy. Yet here comes some other kid wanting to play with that toy. I get it. I understand. But then later on, when you're sitting there saying, "Well, but you should be kind and accepting to everyone,"
that doesn't make that child not kind and accepting.
But at the age of six, does it confuse them? That's all I'm asking.
You demonstrate through your own. Compassion can exist while having personal boundaries.
And then
She's absolutely right.
Do you show the six-year-old mama's post on Facebook, basically going off on the other kids at the park? Maybe not.
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to help anything. I love it. You got to see the post. I'm all for this, Mom. Again, it's on the website, 1003thepeak.com, on the JTD page. So, parents of millennials, this study. 1 in 3 Americans aged 18 to 34, millennials, are living at home with their parents. 1 in 3. One-third. This is a brand new report, and it says that there are more millennials living at home with mom or dad than living with their own spouse, living with a significant other, or living alone. So you've got about 27% living with a spouse. You have another 12% living with a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you only have 8% living alone. So it goes further. It goes further to dash your hopes of ever getting your life back. It found that 2 million young Americans who are living with their parents, okay? So 2 million of those kids are neither employed or going to school.
I was before my time, y'all.
I really was.
Yeah, because you like a millennial at heart.
You lived at home until when?
27. 26. Right in there, right in that area.
But you were working. You were at least working, right?
I was. I mean, I had a time when I was 19 that I had a hard time finding a job, but that's the only time I've ever been unemployed.
Okay.
So, yeah.
19 until what? Like, how long?
Well, so like maybe 2 or 3 months, and I felt terrible, and I still remember that. I still remember not having a job.
Well, Donnie's right. He was ahead of his time because the odds are much better for women. They're getting out there. They're working. They're getting their education. But when this study really gets in there and looks at it, they find that it's a bunch of young men that are still, you know, sucking off all their parents' food and house.
We are screwed.
Spread on the couch.
It's men. A lot of it is the men that make up a lot of that number. I mean, there are some women in there, but it's predominantly men. Tony and I have no hope in the world. We
Not
got
at
three
all.
Boys.
Oh, I can't.
I mean,
listen.
I got one at Lobo Village, but now maybe
he's coming. Oh, yeah.
He's
home more often than I
appreciate. How dare you?
There is no worse feeling than coming home from work, right? And you walk in the door during the summer and all three of those are sprawled out on the couch watching my television.
Yeah, you ain't going to watch anything you want and don't worry about those snacks.
I mean, if you're younger, I get it. Like you're a teenager, you're in college and you're concentrating on those 4 years. I get it. I get not having a job. I do. If that's an arrangement you've worked out with your parents and they're okay with that while you get your education so you can have a career, I get it. But when I look at this and see 25 to 34-year-olds who are living with mom and dad, not in school, and don't have a job.
Listen,
if
you're 34 and you are not in school and you are living at home, and you are unemployed. We got to
winner.
Donnie is interested in talking to you.
This one's really got me spun up. So then I thought, okay, well, maybe a lot of this number is the fact that our job market is a wreck. And they have these degrees. They just can't find work. No, that's not it. Because 60% of these guys sitting at home on mama's couch, they have a high school diploma. That's it. They didn't even bother.
Well,
I
still think they could find work at some
time. I'm so scared.
Like I told you, there's no worse feeling. The feeling that crushes my future dreams of walking in the house and those three are sprawled out all over the couch.
Oh, that's Hot Topics. That was some fun, wasn't it? Now it's your turn, Six. How scared are you? Thoughts, opinions, questions, comments, something that you want to get off your chest. I want a stress seat. That's all I want to do right
now. This is not the day for it.
Where's the clown cone? Anything edible, hand it to me. Thoughts, opinions, questions, comments, whatever you want to get off your chest, now is the time to do it. Send it to listener email bag, JTD at 1003thepeak.com.